Today on Speaking of Schools, we're going to be talking about recertification opportunities for teachers through South Carolina Educational Television. Hello again, I'm Doug Keel, welcoming you to another edition of Speaking of Schools, which is a weekly podcast coming to you at this website from South Carolina's Department of Education. And today, welcoming in Betty Jamison, who is a professional development specialist with South Carolina Educational Television. And she's going to be talking about a number of new courses that are available for teachers for recertification credit, as well as other opportunities that come through the various resources of South Carolina Educational Television. We're pleased to have you. We're going to learn about teacher recertification through ETV with Betty Jamison. We are Speaking of Schools. As I browse the SCETV website in the education section, I see that there is quite an array of fall courses for teacher recertification. So I thought that might be an opportunity to chat with my friend Betty Jamison and find out about what these courses are. Of course, some of them have been offered annually for several years, but each year we find some new courses that are offered, and that's what we're going to focus on today, some of the new courses from ETV Teacher Recertification. Betty Jamison, welcome back to Speaking of Schools.
Thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to join you on Speaking of Schools and to be able to tell educators across South Carolina about what ETV Teacher Recertification offers for them in terms of renewal credit, recertification credit, for them to renew their South Carolina teaching certificates. We have an array of courses coming up for fall. Actually, registration for fall runs through October 6th. The courses in the fall actually open up for people to begin work on September 26th, and they have until December 8th, which is the end date of the session, to complete everything. So a good, 8 to 10 weeks there. So it's time to register, so register today, because, again, that deadline is October 6th. And with these courses, Doug, teachers can start their work in a session when the session opens, and their only deadline is that they must complete by that end date. And, again, for the fall, that's December 8th. So basically what teachers need to know is that all the ETV teacher recertification courses are approved by the South Carolina Department of Education for renewal credit. So all of them are approved by SDE. The 20 renewal credit courses, which is really the bulk of what we have about over 50 20 renewal credit courses. These are all totally facilitated online and self-paced, and that means that you can work on them anytime. If you decide you want to do them at 2 in the morning, that's fine, and you can do them from anywhere that you can access a computer. The only deadline, again, is that you need to finish by the session end date. Also, we have 160 renewal credit course, and that 60 renewal credit course is the popular Natural History In and Out of the Classroom with Rudy Mankey, and that's actually only offered 2 times a year. All the other 20 renewal courses are offered in 5 sessions during the year, but this one, Natural History In and Out of the Classroom with Rudy Mankey, is only offered 2 times a year in the fall and again in the winter session. And again, that is for 60 renewal credits. And it is too self-paced, but there are actually 4 deadlines within that 10-week period when we run this course. So it's just a little bit different than the 20 renewal courses.
My guess is that each year or each term when you offer the Natural History In and Out of the Classroom, unfortunately, there are teachers who wait until the last minute to apply and you have to turn them away.
That's right, because we only take 25. That's an important point. Glad you brought that up. So if you'd like to take that course with Rudy, be sure to jump in on that. But what something good this year is, we have 2 new courses with Rudy. Okay, so the Natural History In and Out of the Classroom is the 60 renewal credits. We have 2 new courses that are for 20 renewal credits each. And these are both totally facilitated online. You don't come to ETV for that last class. And if anyone has taken the Natural History course with Rudy, they can also take one or both of these courses. And these courses are called, the title is Making Connections with Natural History, featuring Rudy Mankey, Series 1, and then the second course is Series 2. And so these are for 20 renewal credits each. The first course, Series 1, is designed, well, really both of them are designed for educators of all levels in all subject areas and will assist teachers with integrating natural history into their curriculum, whatever their curriculum is, to engage learners. And the first series features Natural History Connect segments where Rudy really is in the studio and out in the field talking about naturalists and more. And we look at Hurricane Hugo and the impact it made on South Carolina, which is really relevant in terms of what we experienced last fall with the floods, connecting all that. And this course helps teachers discover how they can help students in grades K through 12 make those connections, those important connections with the world around them. Now, Series 2 is brand new for this fall 2016. We're just adding it then. Series 1 was added last spring. Series 2 is added first time in the fall. And these segments in Series 2, those Natural History Connect segments, really, we feature nature scenes and we look at how nature came back after Chernobyl. And we have a panel of experts that talk about that world disaster. And then we also have segments for teachers to use with students as they, again, seek to connect students with the world around them. So again, these two courses are Making Connections with Natural History featuring Rudy Mankey, Series 1 and Series 2. They're each for 20 renewal credits each. You don't have to take one or the other in sequence. It's whichever one you're interested in. And if you have taken the Natural History, the 60 renewal credit course, you may still take these. So these two new courses give our South Carolina teachers another opportunity to learn from naturalist Rudy Mankey. And I want to tell you, Doug, that is a fun experience.
I am sure that it is. Working with Rudy Mankey in itself is a fun experience, no question
yeah.
about that.
He is like an encyclopedia.
Yeah,
you can learn
yeah.
so much from him, and how he connects the things that are just outside your classroom or simple things you can bring into your classroom. And he tells you all about that and what to do. And it really is there are things you can do for young students as well as older students. Okay, so we've covered the new courses, but let me talk a little bit about some of the other popular courses. Again, those 20 renewal credit courses, we have over 50 of them available. They're in English, language, art, math, science, social studies, the arts, and even general topics such as SC Teachers on Teaching, where we look at some of the South Carolina Teachers of the Year and get to go in their classrooms. And people find this very inspirational to see these teachers in their setting and see them teach. And also we have the Safe School courses. Now, these were added about a year and a half ago, and they're totally really popular. Safe Schools, Bullying, and Cyber Safety. And there are actually two of those. You choose the one that is more appropriate for you. You cannot take both. You either take the one for elementary level or the one for middle high school level. And each course provides information on helping create a safer school climate. We use interviews and discussions with school personnel, psychologists, and other professionals, along with dramatic reenactments. And the lessons delve into important issues such as rumors, teasing, harassment, gossiping, threats, and violence. And we address conflict, bullying, and cyber safety to build a safe school environment. So that's one of the most popular courses. Again, there are two of those, one for the elementary level, one for middle high, and you may choose one, whichever is the most appropriate for the level you. Other popular courses include the South Carolina Chronicles courses, and those really look at Dr. Walter Edgar and use the basis of his South Carolina history book as we march through history with seven of those courses. So you can take them in chronological order or pick and choose whichever era of history is what you're interested in. And then a literary tour of South Carolina, we have three of those. Each of those series features 12 or 13 authors with South Carolina connections. These are authors that are mostly nationally known, some of them just local, but great authors that you can learn what they think about the writing process. You get great tips for your students as we march through the writing process to learn more about that and what you can use with your students. And then, of course, we have career education with student success. The career, that's one of the career education courses. There's another, Arts and Career Connections. And these are really good for teachers in upper elementary grades, middle and high school, really to look at what's going on in terms of career education in our state and learn more about it and what they can do in their local community to assist their schools with this. Plus, we have lots of reading and courses for K-2 and 3-5 with the reading workshop courses and other literature courses on the higher levels that are very popular. So there's an array of courses, the natural history course, the 60 renewal credits, and all of the more than 50, 20 renewal credit courses. Well, how can teachers, you know, find out about this? How can they keep up to date on what's going on? Well, the best way is to go to the ETV education blog, and you get to that education blog is you go to the ETV main website at www.scetv.org, and then up at the top in the bar, you're going to see the word education. Click that, and you will get to the education blog. We'd love you to sign up for the ETV Education Monthly Newsletter, and that's emailed to educators all across the state. Those are main bullets that come to you in 10 months a year. We send those out. We don't do it in December, and we don't do it in July, but you get that email around the first of the month, and you can sign up to get that Ed newsletter by also going to ETV's main site, main page, www.scetv.org. Scroll down to the bottom right side of the page, and you'll see sign up for newsletters. Click that and then select the education newsletter. So we invite everyone to go to our recertification, our teacher education renewal site, to learn more about these courses. When you get there, I'm going to give you the site in just a minute, but when you get there, you're going to see blocks of content. You'll see natural history. If you click that, you're going to see all the courses by Rudy Mankey. You'll see science courses. You click that, you'll see all the science courses available. You'll see language arts. You click that block, and you'll see all the language arts, et cetera. So go there, read about the courses, and you can register right on that site. You can. So it's easy to do. To find out about the courses, to register, go to www.scetv.org/teacher-recertification. That's again www.scetv.org/teacher-recertification. And of course, you're always welcome to call the ETV Education Department. We welcome your questions at 1-800-277-3245. That's 1-800-277-3245. So lots going on with ETV teacher recertification. The fall session coming up, registration is open, so go on the site, www.scetv/teacher-recertification. Look at the courses, register, and we look forward to having you participate in the fall.
And that Ed newsletter that Betty was talking about is chock full of information. Teachers that don't get that are really missing out on a lot of opportunities to see what is available, what's coming up available in that particular month on South Carolina Educational Television.
That's right, Doug. There's listings about programs that are from PBS and SCETV that students can teachers can use, all the latest in terms of that, as well as information about Streamline SC, PBS Learning Media, and also the new knowitall.org, because KnowItAll has been updated and streamlined. It's available now for mobile devices, and new content is being added there all the time. So by getting this newsletter, you're going to keep abreast of the things that are new in Streamline SC, the new knowitall.org, and what's available for PBS Learning Media, as well as programs on that ETV provides and PBS provides that are good for students and teachers to know about, and find out about all the renewal courses, the courses that ETV Teacher Recertification offers, as well as PBS TeacherLine, where you get renewal courses and graduate level courses. So all of that is in that newsletter that comes out monthly. So go on to the ETV UV website, look down at the bottom right of the page where it says newsletters. Click there and sign up for the education newsletter.
Betty Jamison is a professional development specialist with South Carolina ETV, South Carolina's public broadcasting, storytelling, and as you have it here, education network. Betty, thanks very much for being with us and talking about these recertification courses. Deadline once again, October 6th for the courses that will be offered during the fall of the year. Anything else, Betty? Do you have anything else for us?
I think that's plenty. Thank you so much for having us join you on Speaking of School.
Well, we're glad to have you always, and we'll be back, and we'll be talking up with Betty about the winter session, which will start up in January, and two spring sessions, one in March and one in April. So all that's coming up this year, all as we explore ETV education topics on Speaking of Schools. Betty Jamison, nice talking with you. Thanks for being with us today on Speaking of Schools. Betty and all of the staff there at SCE TV are such professionals. They listen very closely to teachers across the state regarding their needs for recertification and work diligently to meet those needs. And we certainly appreciate all that they do. And we certainly appreciate Betty's time as she joined us today on Speaking of Schools, focusing on teacher recertification through South Carolina Educational Television. The fall term closing out registration on October 6th. So you don't have a whole lot of time left, but you can go to those pages that Betty mentioned and get information on virtually every course that is offered through SCE TV. That's it for our Speaking of Schools for today. We appreciate the pleasure of your company and invite you to join us again next week. I'm Doug Keel with South Carolina's Department of Education, hoping you'll be with us when we're speaking of schools.